Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry, you know, Election Day, just a few days away. This election season will end, or will it, on November 3rd. And, you know,
depends.
I was watching TV last night, and Eric Trump was on TV saying that in the last 48 hours, President Trump and the Trump surrogates were at 55 different events in 48 hours.
Yeah, and they're going to be back here Saturday. The president's coming to Butler, as you may have just heard in the news. Meanwhile, he wants to be a United States congressman in the 17th district. Running on the Republican ticket is former Army Captain Sean Parnell on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome back, Captain. How you feeling as the days here are getting short?
Hey, Larry. Hey, Kevin. I am tired. we're on the home stretch and sprinting to the finish, but this is chaotic and exhausting.
Well, how many events are you've been all over the place? I see you on TV everywhere. I hear you're popping up here and there. I mean, my gosh, you're keeping a pretty hectic schedule like the president.
We are. We've got to, and when I say sprint to the finish, that means, you know, five events a day, you know, and just trying to get out there and meet the voters and really go everywhere. We did this impromptu rally last weekend. It was just in a parking lot, right? My campaign didn't plan it. The Trump campaign didn't plan it. It was just the people. They were excited. And I showed up to this parking lot in Moon Township, and there were over 400 people there. And so I had to stand up on the back of a pickup truck with like and address them all. And it felt like, you know, politicking, you know, after the Civil War or something in the town square on a soapbox or something. It was unbelievable the amount of excitement that's out on the ground for this election and the electoral process, you know. And it's something to behold to see just how excited people really are.
And your story is unique in this way, because I first met you when you came home from Afghanistan. You wrote a book, Outlaw Platoon, about your 10th Mountain Division and 485 days of fighting in Afghanistan. And then I saw you working to help fellow veterans through the process of making sure they get what they need. And then I could see the passion. It was about a year ago the president actually called you out to run. You weren't planning to run for Congress before that, but then it's been a year and a whirlwind at that. That's kind of how it went down, right?
Yeah. I was in South Carolina. We had just given a service dog away to a veteran, and the president had come here to Western Pennsylvania and given a speech at the Marcellus Shale Coalition. You know how he likes to go off script. Well, he did, and he called me out randomly to run for Congress. And again, I wasn't even there, never met him, never talked to him. And I get a call from my mother, who's this fiery Italian woman, and she don't call you unless there's something wrong, you know. And she's calling me over and over again, and I got 50 missed calls from reporters, consultants, aspiring campaign managers. And I pick up the phone on the stage. I'm like, Ma, what's going on? You know, I thought there was a death in the family or something. And she just goes, Sean, are you running for Congress? And I said, Ma, no, I'm not running for Congress. And she goes, well, the president of the United States says you're running for Congress. And I said, what? Like, I had no idea. And she sends me this video. And hey, so, you know, this wasn't in my life plan, but we turned our life upside down, got in the race 2 weeks later, and we've been doing this ever since. And, you know, just a couple days ago, the Real Clear Politics officially declared PA 17 as a toss-up. So we're working hard, and I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, I think two people that could make you run for Congress would be, one, the president's request, or two, your mother's request. Maybe not in that order.
But John, let me ask you this. So obviously you're aligned with the president because of that in part, but you want to be your own person if you win. You're running against Connor Lamb, the incumbent Democrat. But my curiosity is, if the president doesn't win, and who knows, it could go either way at this point. No one's sure 100%. If he doesn't win, how would that change how you approach the job?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this job is being a representative by and for the people. And that's just not, you know, when I win, it won't just be about representing Republicans. It will be about representing everybody. And so, you know, my first and foremost priority is to restore the American way of life and rebuild this economy. We've got to start getting people back to work. We've got to start allowing people to put food on the table for their family. You know, part of that means, you know, for me, keeping taxes low. I want people to be able to keep more of their own money. I want people to be able to invest that money in ways that they see fit. You know, I want to remove regulatory barriers for businesses, because I want Pennsylvania and Western Pennsylvania to be one of the most prosperous places on the face of the planet. Of course, because we want to have a robust economy. But if you look at, we've got 5 Division I colleges in Western Pennsylvania. Our kids, when they graduate, do you think that they come back here? They go to LA, they go to Dallas, they go to Nashville, they go to New York City. They don't stay here because we don't have the jobs to support them here. I want to have the jobs to support them here, because I want our families in Western Pennsylvania to be able to have Sunday dinner with their family like I did. I want all of this for Western Pennsylvania. And I think, you know, even if the president doesn't win, and I think that he will, I really do. I've never seen enthusiasm like this for any presidential candidate ever. But even if he doesn't win, my priorities in representing the people of PA 17 won't change.
And you recently came to an agreement with Allegheny County over 29,000 ballots that had misprints on them, and many of them were in your district. Can you explain how that was resolved?
Sure. You know, all I wanted was a policy and procedure in place. You know, they sent out 28,000 ballots incorrectly, and we were in a situation where many people had received ballots for candidates that were outside their district and therefore would be voting for people for representation outside their district. We were also in a place where, you know, people, they sent out 29,000 corrected ballots. We want to make sure that people weren't voting twice. And so it was kind of a mess. Our lawsuit, the goal was to make sure that people only voted once and for people that actually represented them. And so, you know, because of our lawsuit, there's a policy and procedure in place that now every vote will be counted and counted once. And so we're really excited about that, because at the end of the day, you know, it's a leader's job to make sure that we have free and fair elections. You know, you want everybody to have a voice. And that, look, you talk about mail-in ballots, you know, people have attacked me for this lawsuit, but more Democrats have filed for mail-in ballots than Republicans, and I'm looking out for people who might not even want to vote for me, you know? And so this is about making sure, I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and that means protecting and defending everybody's right to vote as well, and that's what the lawsuit was all about.
John, where will you be Tuesday?
Oh my gosh, running around like a crazy person at polls, you know, thanking people and trying to make the case one last time before they vote. But then at night, probably with the kiddos, you know, in a room watching the numbers come in and saying a prayer.
Well, we appreciate your time, and good luck to you. And if you win, don't forget us.
Oh, never. You know that. You know that. I'll never forget you guys.
All right. John, thank you.
Okay, see you guys.
Sean Parnell, Republican candidate for Congress in District 17.
And in full disclosure, we have invited Connor Lamb onto the show.
Many times.
Yes, several times.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.